Hello, and welcome to GCSE Sociology Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and relevant topics in your OCR J204 specification, family structures. Now, I know what you might be thinking. I already know what a family is. But here's the thing. Sociology challenges us to look beyond our own experiences and examine the incredible diversity of family forms in contemporary Britain. And trust me, understanding this diversity is absolutely crucial for earning those top marks in your exam. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll explore the different types of families, apply key sociological theories, and, most importantly, I'll share some insider exam tips that will help you structure answers that examiners love to reward. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with a fundamental distinction that candidates often confuse: the difference between a family and a household. A family is defined by kinship ties, that's blood, marriage, or adoption. A household, on the other hand, is simply a residential arrangement, people living under the same roof. You could have 5 students sharing a house. That's a household, but not a family. This distinction matters because examiners award marks for accurate use of sociological terminology. Now, let's talk about the main family structures you need to know inside out. First up, the nuclear family. This is the classic cereal packet family, 2 parents and their dependent children living together in one household. Historically, this has been the most common type in Britain, and it's often held up as the ideal. But here's a key point. While it's still common, representing about 36% of all families, that proportion is actually declining. Examiners love it when you acknowledge both the persistence and the decline of the nuclear family. Next, we have the extended family. This goes beyond the nuclear unit to include 3 or more generations, think grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, either living together or nearby. Now, while extended families living under one roof are less common as primary households in modern Britain, they remain incredibly important for support networks. Many British Asian and African Caribbean families maintain strong extended family ties. This brings us to a crucial concept: cultural diversity in family forms. The reconstituted family, also called a step family or blended family, is increasingly common due to higher divorce and remarriage rates. This is where a couple comes together and one or both bring children from previous relationships. About 11% of families with dependent children are reconstituted. A common mistake? Candidates confuse reconstituted families with extended families. Remember, reconstituted means step relationships, not generational extension. Lone parent families are another significant minority, making up approximately 22% of families with dependent children. The vast majority, around 90%, are headed by women. These families can arise from divorce, separation, death, or choice. It's important not to make value judgments here. Sociologists analyze these structures objectively. Same-sex families are legally recognized through civil partnerships and marriage, and they're the fastest-growing family type in terms of visibility and social acceptance. While they represent about 1% of all families, this figure is rising. Children in same-sex families may be adopted from previous relationships or born via donor or surrogacy arrangements. The beanpole family is a particularly interesting emerging structure. Picture a family tree that's long and thin rather than wide and bushy. Strong vertical ties between generations, great-grandparents, grandparents, children, but fewer horizontal ties like siblings, aunts, uncles, and cousins. This results from lower birth rates and longer life expectancy. It's particularly relevant for discussions about aging populations. And finally, cohabiting couples, partners living together without being married or in a civil partnership. This is the fastest growing family type in the UK, representing about 18% of all families. Cohabitation is increasingly common as a prelude to marriage, an alternative to marriage, or among older couples who don't wish to remarry. Now, here's where it gets really interesting from a sociological perspective. You need to understand the Rappaport's typology of family diversity. Robert and Rona Rappaport identified 5 types of diversity, and there's a brilliant mnemonic to remember them, CLOGS. That's cultural, life stage, organizational, generational, and social class diversity. Cultural diversity refers to differences based on ethnicity, religion, and cultural background. Life stage diversity recognizes that families change structure throughout the life cycle, from young couples to families with young children to empty nesters. Organizational diversity looks at how families arrange work and domestic roles, dual-earner families, single-earner families, role-reversed families. Generational diversity captures the different attitudes between older and younger generations about what family should look like. And social class diversity acknowledges that working class, middle class, and upper class families have different resources, opportunities, and lifestyles. The Rappaports argued that there's no longer one dominant family type. Instead, we have family pluralism. This is a key evaluative point for your essays. Right, let's talk exam strategy. The OCR J204 paper weights assessment objectives as follows. 40% AO1, that's knowledge and understanding, 40% AO2, that's application and analysis, and 20% AO3, that's evaluation. No AO4 for this topic. To access top band AO1 marks, you must name specific sociologists. Don't just say, functionalists believe. Say, Parsons argues that the nuclear family performs essential functions. Name-dropping sociologists like Parsons, Murdoch, Zaretsky, Engels, Ann Oakley, Delphi, and Leonard, this signals to the examiner that you know your stuff. For AO2, you need to apply theories to family structures. For example, functionalists like Parsons see the nuclear family as ideally suited to industrial society, his functional fit theory. Marxists like Zaretsky view the family as a unit of consumption that benefits capitalism. Feminists like Oakley and Delphi and Leonard critique the family as a site of patriarchal oppression where women perform unpaid domestic labor. A massive common mistake. Candidates describe changes in family structure, that's AO1, but they don't explain why these changes happened or what they mean sociologically, that's AO2 and AO3. Always push beyond description to explanation and evaluation. Another error, asserting that the nuclear family has been abolished or replaced. No, the nuclear family still exists as one of many coexisting forms. The key argument is about diversity and pluralism, not replacement. For 12 mark questions, spend about 15 minutes. Structure your answer with a brief introduction, 3 analytical paragraphs each covering a different point, and a conclusion that directly addresses the to what extent or how far command. Each paragraph should follow peel, point, evidence with specific sociological knowledge, explanation showing your understanding, and link to the question. And here's a golden rule. Do not spend more than 1 minute per mark on low tariff questions. If it's a 4 mark question, spend 4 minutes maximum. Save your time and energy for those high value essay questions at the end. Okay, quick fire recall time. Pause the podcast after each question and test yourself. Question 1. What's the difference between a family and a household? Question 2. Name the 5 types of family diversity in the Rappaport's typology. Hint: clogs. Question 3. Which sociologist developed the functional fit theory? Question 4. Approximately what percentage of lone parent families are headed by women? Question 5. What's the fastest growing family type in the UK? Answers. 1. Family is kinship ties, household is residential arrangement. 2. Cultural, life stage, organizational, generational, social class. 3. Talcott Parsons. 4. Approximately 90%. 5. Cohabiting couples. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. So, to wrap up, family structures in contemporary Britain are diverse and pluralistic. The nuclear family persists, but is declining as a proportion. We have extended families, reconstituted families, lone parent families, same-sex families, beanpole families, and cohabiting couples all coexisting. The Rappaports identified 5 types of diversity using the mnemonic clogs. And crucially, you need to apply functionalist, Marxist, and feminist perspectives to analyze these structures critically. Remember, name sociologists, use specific evidence and statistics, explain rather than just describe, and always address the command word in your conclusion. You've got this. Family structures might seem like an everyday topic, but approached sociologically, it reveals so much about social change, inequality, and diversity in modern Britain. Keep practicing those exam-style questions, and you'll be earning top marks in no time. Thanks for listening to GCSE Sociology Essentials. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.